WattRadio.com. Click on past shows where you can listen to the broadcast. Also, if you're looking for a band of brothers that gather around God's Word to be a part of, then go to SWATradio.com and email one of our hosts, and they can get you plugged in to one of the Bible studies. Tune in next time to explore how SWAT Radio is strengthening spiritual warriors and spreading His truth.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Bankonyourself.com.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. The White House says discussions are already underway to invite Russian President Putin to Washington. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo welcomes the news. The White House has laid out the agenda for an autumn summit between Presidents Trump and Putin that would focus on national security, nuclear proliferation, North Korea, Iran, and Syria. Hundreds of Republicans gathered in Austin, Texas for the RNC's summer meeting, and they voted to make Charlotte, North Carolina its 2020 convention site. The death toll now at 17 in Branson, Missouri, as divers recover bodies from Table Rock Lake after a duck boat full of tourists capsized and sank. All 29 passengers and two crew members are accounted for. The NFL and League Players Association have agreed to halt enforcing rules regarding the new national anthem policy while the two sides work on a resolution. The joint statement came hours after AP reported that Dolphins players who protest during the anthem could be suspended for up to four games. You're listening to SRN News.
There's a report of an accident on the East Beltway 295 southbound at the exit at Phillips Highway. Also another one in the clearing stages on the East Beltway 295 southbound at the exit at St. John's Bluff, where traffic is getting busier. And look out for some roadway debris on I-95 northbound at the exit at University Boulevard. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, gradually diminishing, low 74. Saturday, partly sunny, I-92.
Welcome to the Inspiration 316 show hosted by John Beener, founder of Wise Counsel. John shares the inspiring and shocking miracles of how Jesus Christ is changing lives, families, organizations, and nations in this chaotic world. These are the true stories the media won't cover because they defy the shocking bad news they are selling. Stay tuned to be inspired.
Well, good day. It's John Beener. Thanks for joining us. We're talking about Inspiration 316. That's the name of the show. We're about inspiring you with the good news of Jesus Christ, the everyday miracles happening in your life, whether you know it or not, and what God's doing and through you and friends and neighbors and enemies and everybody out there. Hey, if you're looking for the bad news, who shot who and all, hey, save that for the big bad news media. They cover that so well, they want to shock you with junk, all right? Keep you worried, doubt, right where the enemy wants you. You know, well, God doesn't want you in that realm. He wants you to be different. Today, we're saluting a very young superstar by the name of Francesca Battistelli, 32 years old, born in New York City in 1985. And what a phenomenal singer, entertainer, songwriter she has been in her early years of only 32 years and two kids and a married husband who also plays in her orchestra. He plays guitars, drums. He does all kinds of stuff, probably arrangements and things like that. But what a superstar she is. And we pick a theme of our show when we come up with the music is... Remember the actual name of the song, or Write Your Story is the name of the song. So the music you hear is from that. But anyway, so God's one of the key ways to worship God is with praise music. And we love it and hope that you do too. In fact, write us at Inspiration316 if you want to hear more or different or have any feedback at all for us. But let's go ahead. We're going to lead off here with Francesca. And here's one of the first songs that she wrote. I think it is the very first song. Raised, again, in Orlando, Christian family, father and mother in entertainment field before. And so she ends up in Nashville. And first song she wrote, I'm Letting Go.
My heart beats standing on the edge.
Again, that's her first song, Francesca Battistelli. We're honoring her today. She's a legend already at 32 years old. Can you imagine that? Man, gosh, she's got like 12, 15 different hits out there. Phenomenal music, praise music again. And my producer says she didn't even say God in there. Yes, she did. In her heart, she said, I'm letting go of my life, my self-control. In this case, this is her first song. She moves to Nashville, letting go of her life to do God's light, the way he wants it done, the way he's calling her. So she's letting go of her old life to let God take over and lead her into the right things. I want to ask you a question. Did you ask to be created? Did you ask for that? Or did you even choose your parents? No, neither. You haven't done either one. Neither have I. No one has. We were created for a purpose. God had a plan. He's the one that chose us. He's the one that chose our parents. You know, so we have no choice but to serve him and honor him to get not only get to heaven, but to do good things on this earth. All right, let's listen to a short interview here with Francesca.
I'm here with Francesca Battistelli. I said your name correctly, right?
Yes, you did.
For one, when I saw your name, loved it. I loved that. Yeah. It was a little bit different. But tell me, has there been someone that's just completely just, what has been like the worst mispronunciation of your name?
Yeah, I get Francesca still sometimes, which I don't understand. And then, you know, Bertinelli, Botticelli, people just make stuff up. One time, someone thought my name was Isabella Bertinelli, and I had to correct this person and say, no, it's actually Francesca Battistelli. But
wonder if they were actually looking at your name
or
thinking
probably
of someone
yeah.
different. Sorry about that.
So, you know, I'm used to it.
Well, where are you from?
Originally Manhattan, the Northeast.
Nice.
Yep, but moved to Orlando when I was 7 from that area. And grew up mostly there, but I moved to Nashville about 2 years ago, so now I'm a native.
Now you're a music city native.
That's
all right.
Right.
Well, you've kind of just come onto the music scene, the Christian music scene, and just definitely exploded with your music and a great singer, wonderful singer,
Thank you.
Just emerging artist. And you've kind of just come out with your song. First song was I'm Letting Go, right?
Uh-huh.
And how did you come up with that song? You write your own music, right?
I do. Yeah, I wrote that song with my producer Ian Eskelin and a writer named Tony Wood, and it was one of the first songs I wrote when moving here, and I just kind of wanted to write a song about that experience, about, you know, totally leaving everything comfortable behind, not knowing what was going to happen as far as career, and just, you know, how God was going to use me, and just really in that place of, you know, trusting the Lord and needing to walk in faith. And so the song's really fun and, you know, up, but it comes from a deep personal place.
Yeah, and everyone can relate to some kind of
sure.
move in their life or new experience.
Absolutely.
So I feel like you really hit a good part in people's hearts
good.
As far as that. So
good.
It's an amazing song, and we love it.
Thank
but,
you.
You've been nominated for a lot of things, back to the whole emerging artist. You're a new
sure.
artist,
mm-hmm.
and but you've been nominated for so many things. The Female Vocalist of the Year, mm-hmm. New Artist of the Year, and 3 more. What else were those categories?
Pop Song of the Year, Pop Album of the Year, and Song of the Year.
Wow. And is it I'm Letting Go that's
yes.
been nominated?
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Thank
that's
you.
Such a big accomplishment.
It's exciting. It's
How about that? I would call that exciting, huh? At 32 years of age, that's when she was probably 20. That was the second year, I think it was, into her music career, singing songs like this. And again, she writes her own songs. You heard her say that. That is pretty powerful, because those are ministering words. They'll feed your soul. Your soul's your mind, your intellect, personality, will, and emotions. And it needs to be fed as well as your spirit through the Word of God. Exciting stuff here. Here's Francesca about Free to Be Me. Here's another song. Listen in. This is a great song as well.
At 20 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. A war's already waged for my destiny. But you've already won the battle, and you
when I was just a girl, I thought I had it figured out. See, my life would turn out bright, and I'd make it here somehow. But things don't always come that easy, and sometimes I would down. Oh, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy, but on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me, and you're free to be you. Sometimes I believe that I can do anything, yet other times I think I've got nothing good to bring. But you look at my heart and you tell me that I've got all you see, girl. And it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my
again, Francesca Battistelli. We're featuring her today as the Battistelli legend. How about that? Yeah, 32 years old. What a songwriter. What a singer. What a personality. Got two kids, a husband, again, accompanist, as well as he plays in that guitar and drums and probably helps write songs as well. But born to free to be me. God gives us the freedom, the free will. Choice to be me, to be all he wants us to be. The key is if we're free in him, freedom in Christ, then we're free to be all he wants us to be. And that's the exciting part of it. Let's do another little interview here with her, done by a local radio station.
Hey, I'm Francesca Battistelli, and you're watching MyChristianFilms.org.
Well, I grew up in Orlando, Florida. I was born in New York City, but my parents moved to Orlando when I was 7, so lived there most of my life. And I did a lot of, you know, musical theater in town and dance, and I was just always on the stage in some capacity, and loved it, loved singing, loved music, loved it all. When I was in high school, I was in a girl group called Bella. We traveled all over, we played Orlando and all the great venues, and I really learned a lot. I started songwriting at the time, and then the group broke up, and I went to college and kept writing music, playing guitar, and got really involved in my local youth group, and kind of the direction of music that I was writing kind of changed, and I really felt like God wanted me to do Christian music, so just kind of pursued that and played at coffee houses wherever I could and in town, and then just by, you know, a series of events that only God could have put together, I was introduced to my record label right before I graduated college, and they liked what I did, and so I moved to Nashville, and that was about getting on 3 years, 2.5 years ago, I guess now. And so I moved to Nashville, made a record, and here I am traveling all over the place, and you know, it's really neat to see how God kind of opens doors, and you know, when you look back on the different steps that you took or the things that you did and how they all just sort of you know, go with the plan that he had. So it's been a cool journey so far. You know, it's a big responsibility to know that you're I don't know, kind of a role model, I guess, and it's awesome. It's something I kind of always thought, you know, would be an amazing honor, and it really has been neat just to know that you know, if a girl comes up to me at the end of a show at my table and says, you know, ask me because she's struggling with something or she just doesn't know what to do in a certain situation, it's just, it's so gratifying to be able to give her advice that I know is godly and I know is tested because maybe I've been there and I've been in the same situation, and it's like, okay, I went through all that stuff in high school and it's now it has a purpose, you know, it wasn't just to drive me crazy, maybe I'm actually helping somebody else. And so it's really neat. Yeah, it's a responsibility, but it's an honor.
Again, Francesca Bettiselli, here's another one. We've got, this is a bit longer, but what we've got here is this is a tribute to a ministry out in the Bay Area called Mercy Ministries. It's about helping young girls. And so while the song is called He Knows My Name, you hear different dialogue from different women who've been in trouble, have been persecuted or beaten, and listen to their stories. But this is heartfelt video that's on YouTube, and it's great, good music. Listen in.
When I was growing up, I had a very childlike faith. I just remember Jesus being really real to me.
I grew up as an only child, and my dad traveled a lot, so my mom was left to kind of be both parents.
Youngest sibling, the only girl of three older brothers, and I had a great childhood.
I was abused as a child. This caused a lot of confusion for me.
As I grew up around middle school, I started to want to fit in, so I started doing really anything I could in order to fit in. I think that's when I began going downhill.
When I was 12, my parents got divorced, and it was kind of a surprise to me.
I began to internalize these things as it was my fault that I'm not good enough and I don't matter.
My freshman year of high school is when I first found out that my dad had stage 4 colon cancer.
Right before my 16th birthday, my uncle committed suicide. After that, things just weren't really ever the same.
My anxiety peaked. I became depressed, developed PTSD. I went to the hospital 3 times because I just wasn't okay. And while I was there, my psychiatrist began to groom me for an inappropriate relationship.
When I was 17, I became involved in a bad relationship. That relationship really just put me down a lot. Ultimately, it's what led me into drug addiction. And I just really hated myself, and I was really disgusted with the person that I had become.
And it was a Friday night. They kind of told me my dad had a certain amount of hours, that he wasn't going to make it through the night. My dad passed that morning on August 8, 2011.
My senior year of high school, I started just losing a lot of weight and not paying attention and not really caring. Soon after that, I started self-harming, and that just led me down a deeper path of destruction. I got really sick, and my mom decided that it would be best for me to go to the hospital.
I felt deep within that this wasn't okay, and just with my mental status, and just he turned it and put the responsibility back on me. I was discharged and I left his house, and
went to commit suicide again because I was just so devastated.
I thought that I had no worth. I had no true friends around me. I pushed my family away from me. I began stealing and shoplifting and just doing whatever I could to make it through the day. During that time, I knew God was there and I knew that He existed, but I really just didn't think He wanted anything to do with me. I thought I was unredeemable. I thought He was nowhere in sight. Little did I know He was right by my side that whole time, and He was there. He was guiding me closer to Him, and I didn't even know.
I just had to be strong. And so I didn't really allow myself time to grieve at all. Right around my junior year is when I just started partying a lot and drinking a ton. Then I thought it was just a phase, but really it was just me numbing every feeling. My relationship with God was, after my dad died, was completely non-existent. Week after I graduated high school, I found out that I was 5 months pregnant.
It was just a very depressing and lonely place. Didn't really make things any better for me until one night that I almost committed suicide. And that's when I finally decided that I needed to go to Mercy.
I came to 25, 26 hours later, and he picked me up at the hotel. To make matters even more complicated and just more a deeper sense of guilt and shame, place to live, he invited me to live with him, and I stayed there. I drove to where my parents live, 16 hours away, and waited until I heard back from Mercy Ministries. In January of 2011, I walked through the doors of Mercy Ministries, and I knew everything was going to be okay. I didn't know what to expect, but I just knew.
I was in a house just with a bunch of people, and a scary situation happened to me. And I remember just afterwards, I was just done with it, and I was looking at my life, and I just realized that I wanted more out of my life. And I was, I called my dad and had him come pick me up, and he took me home, and him and my mom walked me through the rest of the application process to Mercy.
My world crashed. And I didn't know what to do. I hated myself, and I was really disappointed in myself, and I thought horrible things. And so I was really lost and broken, and I didn't know what I was gonna do. I knew I needed to go somewhere other than my home to deal with everything that was going on with me.
I was at Mercy, I learned and grew so much. Not only did I learn more about myself in the process, but learned more about God, and I am now able to pursue a degree in social work and hopefully work with children and help them. My rock, God is my strength, and that He has overcome so much more than I have ever. That to me is what freedom has looked like.
The healing that the Lord has done in my life, the journey of going back and facing things and knowing that my voice does matter, that I do have the confidence that I don't have to allow the things of the past to dictate my future and limit me.
I remember the staff there just continually showing me God's love and telling me how much I was worth to Him and telling me that I had a purpose in my life. After Mercy, I moved home and I began a ministry school through my church. Through what God's done in my life, I really just have developed a desire to show people that they are worth something and that they can have a future and that they're worth everything and that they're loved and that they can be free.
I came to Mercy with a ton of broken dreams about my future, and God since then has provided me with scholarships for school. He's provided me with a vehicle. So it's been a lot easier, and it's been great.
Again, we're featuring Francesca Battistelli, the legend at 32 years old. I said earlier the Mercy Ministry was in the Bay Area. It's actually in Nashville area. Again, she's attributed this. I wanted to get the publicity and the music tied together to have more people know about the ministry and how it changes the lives of young women. It's an earth-shattering experience for a lot of women going through the tragedies they do, and God is there for them. Hey, we got to check out here and take a break here. We'll be back shortly. We're featuring Francesca Battistelli. You don't want to miss the second half. More great music. Talk to you soon. God bless. We'll be back shortly. Less than perfect. I wouldn't choose me first if I was looking for a champion. In fact, I'd understand if you picked everyone.
On the west side, there's a crash on I-10 eastbound at the exit at Lane Avenue. Doesn't appear to be in the travel lanes. Also an accident on the east beltway, 295 southbound at the exit at Phillips Highway. And congestion on Butler Boulevard heading east before the 295 east beltway backed up to about I-95. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, gradually diminishing, low 74. Saturday, partly sunny, high 92.
Welcome back. This is John Bean here. Listen to Inspiration 316. We're saluting the legend, Francesca Battistelli. Only 32 years. Listening to some of her music here as we come back. For joining us again, this is John Beaner with Inspiration 316. Francesca Battistelli, the legend at 32 years old, amazing. Living in Nashville, born in New York City, raised near Orlando. Incredible young girl, two kids now. Her husband's again one of her key people in her band. She travels the country. I heard her sing live with Chris Tomlin at a big concert here in Jacksonville. About 2 years ago, she was really good. Again, we use her theme, Write Your Story. We use that. We're going to play that here in a minute. But we play that as the beginning of our intro. And even in the background here, as I'm talking, you can hear some of that as well. We'll talk about our sponsor today. Our sponsor is Light Beamer. It's a ministry my wife and I have started, and it's really a life-changing device that is nothing more than you lay on, but allows for electrical impulse to speed the blood of your body to move more rapidly. When you're 25 years old, you're probably your blood's moving at a height, but by the time you get 40, 50, 60, it's slowed down to 25% or even less of that pace. The testimonies are amazing. Even Dr. Oz says it's going to change American medicine. It is amazing experience. And I had a woman, I lent the unit that I bought to a lady who has foot was crushed in a car accident. She had a plate in it, did surgery at Duke University 2 years ago, but couldn't walk out, feeling like there was a knife going up her foot. She pained it anyway, but anyway, she asked if she could borrow it for a month because she had to do surgery again in another month. And I said, not really, but so I let her use it for 10 days. After that, she had no more pain. She bought the unit from me. How about that? That is amazing. I wasn't trying to sell it to her, per se, just trying to help her. But God has a plan. If you want more about that, Inspiration 316, write us, call us, whatever it is, try to help you with that. And we want to share revenue with ministries. Again, listen here to more of an interview with Francesca Battistelli, and here's a little interview with her husband, short, but about Winter Jam. Listen in.
My husband, he and I kind of fell in love on my first Winter Jam. and his it was fun.
Let me guess. So was he like the roadie carrying your guitar case?
And I got that for you, Francesca.
Those, like, bulging muscles as he was holding your guitar case. You were like, that man. Who is he?
Well, actually, he used to play in New Song, and New Song, you know, runs Metal Jam. Uh-huh. His dad is a founding member of the band. He sings Christmas Shoes and Arise My Love.
Everybody knows that.
Yes.
He's probably mad that I called him a roadie now.
He's actually a big deal.
He's so offended. Yes, that's true. It's true, though. He grew up on the road with his dad. And so, but we were friends-ish when that tour started, the first one, because I had just done a tour with a New Song. And I didn't know anyone else on Winter Jam my first year. And they had me out there by myself. So I kind of gravitated towards those guys because they were the only people I knew. And he very much took advantage of that in a very
so
proper way.
Way
that sounds weird. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, spent time with me, and I had no idea he liked me for several months. That tour is so long. But then once I did, I fell fast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But so that tour holds memories, you know, of course, for that. And then family, you know, his dad is still on the tour at 64 years old. And so getting to take our family out and have them see their grandpa, like, it's just, it's amazing. And the ministry, like, I can't say enough good things about Winter Jam. And I would do it every year if they would let me, but they won't. I bet.
Again, that's Francesca Battistelli on talking about falling in love with her husband. Again, he plays guitar, drums, all those kind of things in her group. Here's the song that really gravitated and spoke to my heart, and it does every time I hear it. And again, when I exercise every night at home, and part of what I do is take headphones in and I play praise music, and I've got probably 5 or 6 of her songs out of about 35 songs on my headset. And this one really speaks to me. Write Your Story. Again, I wanted it to be the theme, at least the music, and you hear it in the background right now of our show here, Inspiration 316. But Write Your Story really speaks to my heart. Now listen in and tell me if it speaks to your heart or not.
I'm an empty page, I'm an open book. Write your story on my heart.
Again, Francesca Battistelli, write your story. Again, that song ministers to me so much. We chose it as our theme. You know, it really, it says, write your story on my heart. And that's what it, to me, is all about. God, lead me, guide me. You know, you created me. I didn't ask to be created. I didn't choose my parents, any of that kind of stuff. You have a purpose in me. Just go ahead and use me. So write your story. Give me the words. Give me the thoughts, the ideas that I need to fulfill your purpose in me. And then it says, later on, it says, I'm an empty plate, which is pretty interesting. She says that. And you could see that. Somebody holding out a plate, say, it's empty. Go ahead, put in there what you want on the plate. Well, later on, I've heard the song sung a little differently. It says, I'm an empty page, you know, which fits back to the whole thing about write your story as an, oh, I'm an open book, okay? And then the empty page fits better than empty plate, which is kind of interesting in how they did that and changed that and modified that. I don't know if that's on the biggest selling song that they've had, but anyway, interesting stuff, right? All right. Derek Prince, one of the best teachers I have ever heard, again, passed away back in the 1980s, but he's a British man. Protect yourself from evil and to be in the presence and the will of God. One is prayer. The second one is reading the Word of God and studying it. The third one is praise. And the fourth one is giving your testimony. Well, praise is to me what, and not only music, of course, praising God just verbally, praising Him even in speaking in tongues, but the praise in music is so powerful because so much of good music that's Christian music is written around and through the Word or someone's, the Holy Spirit guiding someone in their words. All right, here's another song called Giants Fall. Listen in here. This is a good one, too.
Everyone's telling you to let go of what you hold.
Miracles can
Wow, isn't that a good song? Watch the giants fall. That means the evil around you, demons or others, the people who have a wrong character want to demean you, curse you, or bother you, or hurt you, or lead you into drugs or alcohol or some stupid thing that's not going to help you and not be in God's purpose. Let go and let God be the center of your life. Great singing again by Francesca Bellistelli. Again, what we're talking about is music today. We're saluting her as a legend at only 32 years old. Email us. Give us feedback. You want more music like this in the themes and the stories and testimonies that we do? Here is another interview. This time her husband gets to talk in this little short interview, but it's a rare intimate interview with Francesca and her husband, Matt. Listen in here.
You don't really get a handbook when you have kids. And so a lot of it, I think, for the past few years have just been doing the best we can. And we've met with this older couple who've raised six incredible, godly men and women of God. And they've really been pouring into us and kind of, like, I said to my mom, I felt like we were getting our master's degree in parenting, and we still have so much to go. But that's a huge thing for me, is being mentored by someone who has fruit in their life, that they've done it well and they know what they're talking about. Because I think culture isn't telling us how to raise our kids well.
Because we're around people so much, it almost becomes, we're numb to the idea that there are people that can hear us. If we're talking, if we have a disagreement or an argument, we have to learn to go privately deal with our, you know, deal with whatever our issue is, because we're around people so much that it's like, you know, there's the person that's just driving us around town and we're discussing business and talking about this and not realizing that people are listening.
Probably not do this right
yeah.
now.
And that's been a struggle, is being able to find private time when you're around people all the time.
And I think too, a big part of it is being in it together, being a team, and knowing that he has my back, you know, because it is such a sort of unique situation that we have, where we work together. And I think part of it too is remembering the heart of it, because it's so easy to get distracted by just the frustrations and the everyday stuff that every mom, every working mom, every human probably deals with, you know, to some extent. But you remember that it's ministry, and usually I feel like when one of us is crashing and burning, the other one is pretty strong. So if I'm having a horrible day, he's able to just be steady for me and help me sort of recenter my heart on the Lord, and vice versa. I think I have more crash and burn days than you. Maybe
you have a lot more pressure, a lot more writing.
Well, no, I mean it's hard though. I mean, I haven't found the secret to.
It is hard. I wouldn't want to be out there traveling around like that with one concert after another. You know, you're gone. Most groups are out there about 9 months a year. Again, they're probably out for three or four weeks at a time, and they try to stay Christmas at home, and probably even January too, because there's a certain cycle too when groups can sell tickets to these kind of events, and part of it has to do with the other groups that come along too, or the who's sponsoring the event and who is the. I'm involved with Murray Hill Theater on the board there, and gosh, we have bands and groups coming from all over the country, and some of them local as well, but the booking is amazing of all the things you have to do and all the coordination, and it's not easy, you know, and then you've got the pricing, and you got trucks to unload, you know, in the theater, you know, so it's a not an easy job to be traveling and a music entertainer. Obviously, seeking the Lord and serving the Lord through this whole process can be even more meaningful, because you're actually ministering, not just entertaining people, but ministering to people. And more people be coming to Christ through the ministering that you do and the songs that you sing. Obviously, leading people to Christ is ultimately the number one thing that we can do with our lives. God has a plan for all of us to take as many people to heaven as we can. Are you doing your part? Am I doing my part? Well, I'm trying. The older I get, the wiser I get. This show has changed my knowledge immensely. It's been probably one of the greatest church experiences I've ever had, about learning from so many different people's testimonies and stories around the world, China, Muslims, Christians, presidents, I mean, founders of companies, even President of Hobby Lobby was on television the other day talking about a new book that he's written about giving generously, you know, and how they give 50% of their profits out to ministries, and they're building the Bible Museum in Washington, D.C. We had a whole show about that about 3 weeks ago, and what they've done, and testimonies from the Green family, David Green and the Hobby Lobby group. But Francesca Battistelli, again, her mom and dad have been in, were in the music industry, the entertainment industry. They moved from New York to Orlando to be close to more of those opportunities. And you can imagine that Francesca Belt growing up in that area had many opportunities. Here's another song called Strangely Dim. It's a great song. Listen in here from Francesca.
I've got all these plans piled up sky high, a thousand dreams on hold, and I don't know why. I got a front row seat to the longest wait, and I just can't see past the things I pray today. Sometimes where I stand on this narrow road is in a raging storm or a valley.
Is that powerful or not? Every doubt in my heart grows strangely dim. The more I follow you, the more I come in relationship with you. Here's another great song, If We're Honest. Again, Francesca Battistelli. Nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard.
So bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest.
Again, Francesca Battistelli. Again, we've been saluting her as a legend in music, just 32 years old. Amazing. So many different hits, so many awards, still traveling, family, kids now. Amazing. Again, this is John Beaner. You've been listening to Inspiration 316. Thanks for joining us. Hey, email us. Give us feedback. You like the music today or you don't like it, tell us that too. Hey, great testimonies the previous day. Phenomenal stories. I'm loving it. I hope you guys are too. God bless you. Here, let's hear from you.
Thanks for listening to the Inspiration 316 show with John Beaner. Join us each weekday at the same time. If you want to share your testimony, listen to past shows, or get a free book, visit us at our website, www.inspiration316.com.
Thank you for joining us for Inspiration 316 and John Beaner. Coming up next, it's First Baptist Church of downtown Jacksonville here on listener-supported WTRJ, The Truth.
Here's what's coming up on I Work For Him. This week on I Work For Him, Martha and I will continue our rest and reconnection in our home state of Minnesota. All week long, we'll be bringing you interviews from all over the state of Minnesota, highlighting what God's doing in the land of 10,000 lakes and really nice people. Connecting what we hear on Sunday with what we do in our 9-to-5 because the eternity of millions is at stake. Tune into I Work For Him every weekday at 2 p.m. on The Truth at FM 91.7 and Talk 100.3 FM at 5 p.m. or anytime access at iworkforhim.com.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
Promo code SAVAGE to get that extra 10%.
With SRN News, I'm Val Dior. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi says House Speaker Paul Ryan should make it clear that Russian President Putin will not be invited to address Congress if he comes to Washington. President Trump has invited Putin to D.C. this fall, an invitation Pelosi calls beyond belief. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that in order to face difficult issues that our countries face, a second meeting makes enormous sense. The death toll is now at 17 in Branson, Missouri, as divers recover bodies from Table Rock Lake after that duck boat sank. All 29 passengers and two crew members aboard have been accounted for. White House Budget Director Mick Mulvaney defending President Trump's comment questioning the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. President Trump says the economy is doing well, and the Fed announcing two more possible rate hikes this year just doesn't make sense. On Wall Street, the Dow closing down 6 to 25,058, NASDAQ down 5, S&P down 3. You're listening to SRN News.
Afternoon congestion building up in all the normal places. Approaching downtown, there's an accident on I-10 eastbound at the exit at I-95. Also an accident I-10 eastbound at Lane Avenue. And another crash on State Road 9B northbound at I-95 on the south end of town. Scattered showers and thunderstorms through tonight, gradually diminishing, low 74. Saturday, partly sunny, I-92.
Faith is central, and it's from that centrality of faith that we talk about one of the five solas of the Reformation, sola